This time last year, there were dire predictions that California would be brought to its knees by its energy crisis. The state had to deal with rolling blackouts, a bankrupt utility, and soaring energy prices. These days, California is managing to keep the lights on, but at a cost. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
California deregulated its electric industry in 1996. All went smoothly until last year when wholesale power prices began to climb. Under the deregulation law, the rates utilities could pass along to customers were frozen, but the wholesale prices utilities paid for power were unregulated. The state's utilities racked up $13 billion in debt. Utility bills in San Diego tripled, and County Supervisor Diane Jacob warned the region was on the brink of a human and economic disaster.
The magnitude of such we have never seen, worse than a hurricane, worse than an earthquake, and we need to make others feel our pain.
Some residents and businesses only paid part of their bills to protest. In January, the state government began buying power for the cash-strapped utilities, but wholesale prices continued to skyrocket. Power that used to cost $30 a megawatt hour climbed as high as $4,000. The state paid the lofty prices, but it wasn't enough. On 6 days, rolling blackouts darkened California. Governor Gray Davis then signed $43 billion of long-term contracts. Severin Borenstein of the UC Energy Institute says customers will lose out.
California is going to be paying above market prices for at least some of our electricity for many years to come.
In fact, additional blackouts were predicted for last summer. None happened, leaving many to believe they escaped the energy crisis unscathed. But Michael Shames of the Utility Consumers Action Network has a warning.
California is clearly not out of the woods. Depending on how Mother Nature treats us this coming summer, we may even have a return to the reliability problems that plagued, if not threatened, the state over the past summer.
Next summer is just a few months shy of the California gubernatorial election. Several Republicans, including former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, have lined up to challenge Davis, a Democrat. In two recent polls, Davis trails Reardon in a hypothetical matchup. Again, Michael Shames.
When I am in the supermarkets or I'm in the restaurant or I'm sitting on an airplane and I just talk to the people who I interact with, most of them still harbor a great resentment over what happened to them on the electric side this year. They're not quite sure who to blame, but I think, frankly, they're feeling like anybody associated with this electric crisis is probably to blame.
In the meantime, California officials have begun airing commercials urging residents to conserve energy so the state can get through the winter without any blackouts. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.